How to achieve the goal. Achieving a goal is a journey, a process that requires not only your commitment and action, but also your ability to think, plan, and act consistently. You may have a goal. You may already know where you want to go, what you want to achieve, what would make your life happy, easier, or more fulfilling. You think about it. You dream about it day and night. But something is still missing. Something is still holding you back. You wonder what it is? And more importantly, how to overcome the gap? How to reach the goal? This is the moment when you need to make one crucial decision: to draw a big, fat line under everything that's been and take action. Yes, take action. Here and now. Join me in embarking on a process that will not only lead you to your goal, but also allow you to experience the journey, understand it, and most importantly, learn and grow from it. Let's start by asking ourselves some basic questions together. These are the questions that we often put aside in the hustle and bustle of life. The time to answer them is now. Take a moment to be still, to find your space. Maybe it's your favorite place at home. Maybe you go out into nature. The main thing is to be quiet, not to be disturbed, and to be able to focus fully on yourself. The ideal is to work intensively and regularly. I recommend, if possible, to use this plan in a combination of an audio version and a printed version where you can record everything clearly. Please write down your answers, because what stays in your head can easily be forgotten, and your goal is definitely worth too much to forget about. The first step is a detailed description of your current state. Where are you now? What do you have? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? Stop and be really honest with yourself. Don't write general phrases. Be specific. Describe your world, your emotional state, your situation, whether in your professional or personal life. Don't leave anything out. Everything that comes to mind is important. This basic description allows you to understand where you are actually starting from. Without a map of where you are now, it will be impossible to create a map and roadmap to your destination. The next question is the one you are most looking forward to. Where do you actually want to be? What does your ideal state look like? Close your eyes for a moment and imagine it. Put yourself fully into that image. What does it look like there? What do you feel? What do you see and hear? How does the world work around you? Write down your ideas as accurately as you can. The more detailed this description is, the clearer the direction we will take. This picture of your destination is not just a dream. It is a guide. It is your motivation, your why. How will you know if you are getting closer to your goal? What benchmark will you use? I recommend setting several smaller goals, milestones, to help you track your progress. These milestones are incredibly motivating. They allow you to not only feel a sense of accomplishment, but also the joy of progress. Write them down, organize them, and give them concrete form. One big goal can be daunting, but many smaller, achievable steps don't seem so difficult. What about the time horizon? By when do you want to complete your goal? Write down an exact date and think about whether that time frame is realistic. What convinces you that you can actually do it? And if you have doubts, what's holding you back? Be honest with yourself and also practical. Really address the obstacles that may slow you down. Have you ever wondered if this goal is really the right one? Is it something that burns deep inside you, that keeps you awake, that you are willing to defend? Are you burning so deeply for your goal that nothing will stop you? If so, congratulations. If not, let's explore this point further. You may need to revive or slightly adjust your goal. There may be obstacles along the way. What might be holding you back? What is the thing that is holding you in place, restless, undecided? And most importantly, what do you do about it? You can look at your obstacles as challenges. What are they forcing you to do? What can you learn from them? Now imagine that you are already achieving your goal. Close your eyes again and put yourself fully into the situation. How does it feel? What do you feel? What do you see? What is the world around you like? Is it a feeling of relief, of success, of joy? If you don't feel very enthusiastic now, it may be a signal that your goal needs adjustment. But if you feel joy, excitement, enthusiasm, then you are on the right track. Why? This question is often the key to the whole process. Why do you want to achieve your goal? What will achieving it bring you? What will you gain from it? This internal engine, your reasons and motivations, are what will keep you going even when you hit obstacles. Your why should be clear, strong, and supportive of your journey. If you've made it this far, welcome to the beginning of your journey. You now have a map, you know your starting line, you know where you want to get to, and most importantly, you have a plan. Now is the time to act. Write, create, breathe your purpose. Your journey is just beginning. Grab it tight and don't let anything or anyone deflect you. Let's talk about the SMART method. The SMART method is one of the most effective approaches to not only setting a goal, but actually getting there. Initially, it may seem like a simple and straightforward tool, but its power lies in just how precisely it can guide you. It's a clear, structured method to translate your dreams and desires into concrete plans and tasks. It doesn't require any special tools, experience, or expensive courses. You can do it completely on your own. Just familiarize yourself with it, learn its principles, and take some time to put them into practice. And why is the SMART method so popular among people who are working on themselves and trying to achieve something? Mainly because it not only helps you formulate your goals clearly and precisely, but most importantly, it ensures that they are realistic and achievable. No more unclear ideas of something you want to accomplish. SMART is here to show you the way from idea to result. And perhaps more importantly, it also allows you to track your progress. Nothing motivates more than feeling like you're moving in the right direction. Do you like that? Let's do it! In the following paragraphs, we'll look at each step of this method in detail. We'll talk about what each SMART letter means, how to apply them to your goals, and why they can change your life. This reading will be both inspiring and practical, so sit back and make yourself a cup of tea, or maybe a notebook and pencil to start creating your own SMART goals. What exactly does SMART mean? SMART is an acronym that guides you through the key rules for effective goal-making. Each letter represents one specific characteristic you should think about when creating your plan. Together, they form a powerful concept that has its roots in psychology and management, but is well suited not only for the workplace, but also for personal growth. So now, onto the individual letters in detail. S, specific. The first step is to clearly define what you want. There is nothing worse than unclear goals like, I want to be happier, or I want to be more successful at work. What exactly does being happier or more successful mean to you? Answer the questions, what do you want? When do you want it? What will it look like when you achieve it? A specific goal will not only give you a clear idea of what you are aiming for, but also a sense of confidence that you know what you are doing. Instead of, I want to improve my fitness, set a specific goal. I want to be able to do 20 push-ups in one session without stopping. M. Measurable. Without measurable goals, it's easy to get lost. How will you know if you've made progress or that you are getting closer to your goal? At this point, it's all about setting specific indicators of success. They will allow you to assess how far you've come and motivate you to keep going. Measurability is not just a technicality, but an essential tool that will inspire you to take the next step. Instead of, I want to lose weight, set a specific, measurable goal. I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. A. Achievable. Set goals that are realistic but ambitious enough to motivate you. If you set a goal that is too far from your current situation, you will quickly lose the desire to work towards it. Think about your abilities, resources, and the time you have available. Achievability doesn't mean lowering your ambition. It means setting a challenge that is within your power. Have you ever been running before? Then a marathon in a month is not a realistic option. On the other hand, the goal, I'll run 5 miles in 4 weeks straight, is achievable, but also motivating. R. Relevant. Why are you pursuing this goal? Is it something that is important to you? It's not enough to just come up with a goal that sounds good. You also need to understand why it is important to you personally. Your motivation should be based on your values, dreams, and priorities, not just the expectations of those around you. Relevance helps you stay focused even when it's not easy. If your dream is to start a business, don't go into an area you don't enjoy, even if it's just because it's popular. Choose an area that fits your interests. I'm going to start a health food business because I'm fascinated by it. T. Time-bound. Every goal needs a time frame. Without a specific deadline, a goal can easily become an eternally deferred dream. Set a clear deadline for when you want to accomplish the goal and create a step-by-step timeline. Time pressure will motivate you to act systematically and not leave things to the last minute. Instead of, "I'll learn to play the guitar someday," set a time-bound goal. "I will learn to play 3 songs on the guitar within the next 6 weeks." How to put the SMART method into practice. You may now be thinking of different areas where you could apply this method, from work goals to personal challenges. But how do you actually incorporate the SMART method into your life? Write down your goals. The more detailed you write them down, the more confident you will be that they will lead you to success. Break big goals into smaller steps. If you have big goals, break them down into smaller, achievable milestones. Revise on an ongoing basis. Keep coming back to the plan. What's working? What needs adjustment? Make the goal a priority. Be consistent and don't put things off until tomorrow. What is the best thing about the SMART method? The SMART method is like your personal compass, making it easier to navigate the chaotic world of ideas and desires. It will help you see your goal clearly and organize your steps so that you proceed efficiently. You don't need to be a genius or have an excess of time. Just apply the proven rules. Most importantly, SMART method teaches you how not to be hard on yourself by showing you the way through baby steps. So, ready to get started? Grab a pen, paper, or mobile app, and let's turn your dreams into achievable goals right now. Today, we've looked together at 2 key methods that can help you get started in the right direction. They're not miracle tools that will do the work for you, but they are very effective ways to start turning your goals and dreams into reality. Although the methods themselves provide structure and system, it's important to remember that everything stands and falls with your own discipline and determination. Without the time you consciously set aside to work on yourself, and without the constant will to keep going, even if it's not easy, the methods will only remain on paper. This process requires not only courage, but also patience. The most important part of your work is deeply immersing yourself in your own thoughts. Think, really think, about the questions we have asked today. Why this journey? Why this destination? What is pulling you towards it? You may find that the answers do not come immediately, and that's okay. On the other hand, it's an opportunity to stop, go deeper, and come back to these questions again and again. Each pass through these questions will unfold you, bring you closer to a fuller understanding of your direction, and help you align your plans to your true needs and desires. Do not stop asking yourself. Ask yourself over and over again, "Why do I want this? Why does it mean so much to me? What do I need to do to get closer to my goal? What specific steps do I need to take? What obstacles are still ahead of me?" Ask even the little things that seem trivial to you. What is going through my mind? Why can't I do something? What is holding me back? These simple questions have tremendous power to reveal hidden beliefs, habits, and patterns of thinking that may be responsible for stagnation. And when you do, you'll find that the answers not only move you forward, but also help you find ways to actually deal with the challenges. Think of your goal as a building block. The first step is to create a solid plan. It's not just a general definition of what you want to achieve, but also the specific steps that will get you there. Break your goal down into smaller, manageable tasks. Plan them specifically and set realistic deadlines. These small milestones will act as lights along the way to point you in the right direction and allow you to stay on track. It's not just about doing something, but about consciously monitoring and evaluating your progress. A tool like a simple planning workbook or app will keep you focused and motivated. Now comes the crucial part, noticing yourself. We all have times when we don't feel like doing anything, when we feel low or tired from constant effort. Such moments are natural and normal. I would even say they are part of the journey. But how to deal with them? The key question in these moments is, why don't I feel like it right now? What is holding me back? Is it because the goal seems too distant, or because the task at hand isn't clear and specific enough? Or is it because I need to change my approach or find support? Don't focus on these feelings, but look for ways to overcome them. When obstacles seem overwhelming, your own faith comes into play. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have it in you to get where you want to go. Each of us has our own unique potential, abilities, and strengths. We just need to awaken and develop that potential from time to time. Remember that when doubt arises, it is just an opportunity to test your own resilience and find new ways to move forward. You are stronger than you think. You have everything you need. Every change you want to make starts with you. Take your time, make your plans, but remember to be kind to yourself. If you set boundaries, allow yourself to grow, and if you work patiently and persistently, the results will come. This journey is yours. Enjoy it and look forward to all that lies ahead.